Hello, my lovely edge dwellers. Luca Halix here, Power Sorcerer. This is the audio version of my blog post for November 9th of 2022, and it's titled A Decade of Unfolding a New Paradigm. This post is from my blog archives and was originally posted in January of 2011, so almost 12 years ago now. My guides refer to me in the third person, which always feels sort of odd to me when I read it. I repost this now because we're past the decade to which they refer in this channeled message. So see what you think about how this has been unfolding in your life over the past decade. Dear ones, they always call us dear ones. Dear ones, it is now time to make an opening in the clouds that have stood between you and the future that you have hoped and dreamed about. It takes courage to stand before friends and family and say that you're going to change the way you live your life. It's a scary step to take when you don't have a guarantee that there is success ahead of you. This is why there are those of you who have gone ahead of the others. While you may not have had wild success, you're still here. As more people join you, although they're not going to do exactly the same things as you, they will swell the ranks and make you feel less alone and more like a community. It is right and just that some of you lead, although you may not feel you have a right to. In Luca's case, she stepped onto this path in a big way in May of 1990 when she left her 9-to-5 job. She trusted that her intuition was telling her, and she has been following it ever since. It has been challenging at times, and there have been only a handful of people who understood what she was doing, but there was enough support to keep going. She's been doing this now for 20 years. What started as a single step has now become a way of life. She's been making choices according to her values. She has been listening to and obeying her inner calling. For all of you who've been doing the same or even contemplating it, that has felt risky. It is life without a conventional map or conventional safety net. Some would call this irresponsible. Some would say that it's impractical. Many would say that you will reap what you have sown, and so you will. You are reaping exactly what you have sown. Let us point out what many of you have been learning about as you live your life in this less than mainstream way. How to hear your inner voice. When your higher self speaks, it is a voice you increasingly recognize. You hear and respond. Have many of you occasionally misinterpreted? Yes. And then you revisit the message. This is trial and error. Managing energy. Your energy field, and each of you are your energy field, is vibrating about 500 times higher than it was 20 years ago. This makes some of you in the order of 20,000 times more sensitive. You don't notice that it is that much because the whole planet is doing the same. But some of you are more sensitive than the average person. You've been learning how to manage such levels of sensitivity. You sense this physically, telepathically, on the dream level, and in terms of general response times to everything around you. In short, you've had to adapt. Universal truths about energy. You have been learning about universal truths. We use this term loosely because if we use the term universal laws, it creates some confusion. Society has legal connotations for the word laws, in quotation marks. You have been learning about cause and effect and how it goes beyond the merely physical and into the realm of energy. You have been learning about how energy behaves in the living world. On the most fundamental level, an atom is an atom. An atom's behavior is determined by its environment. The environment is molded by vibration. That is what makes the Earth so unique. Sentient beings have distinct thoughts and needs that manifest in vibration. That is because you live in a three-dimensional world. You have collectively created an experience of being separate as opposed to being unified. Separation or differentiation or duality is not good or bad, it is just an experience. What you refer to as your ego keeps you separate, otherwise you would know that you are all the same thing, energy. That would not be useful when you want to experience duality. Life on Earth is vibrating higher and higher. If your world were to choose to continue on a path of separation, it would eventually eliminate the experience of duality altogether. Everything would become so separate that it would all be the same again. Break anything down far enough and it is all the same. The dance. Before everything goes back to being unified, life on Earth has the opportunity to stay a little longer in the dance of the ebb and flow of separation. Your reality as you know it has reached the limits of the container of lower vibrations before it would have had to begin the return to the everything is separate state. You've been sitting at a tipping point for a while, several thousands of years in the grand scheme of things, and the reason you have not moved lower still is because of the higher level intentions of more than half of the Earth's energy field. No value judgments. Understand here that we are not talking about good, high equals good and low equals bad. There are no value judgments in the state of the planet. There are just the intentions of the majority of the beings on the planet, including plants, animals, and insects. It is a measure of the degree of your energy separation that allows humans to believe that they are the only sentient beings on Earth. As you vibrate at higher levels, this illusion will dissolve. 1. Every living creature has the power to stay enlivened and therefore self-sustaining when it is vibrating at the highest levels before becoming unified once more. Followed to its logical conclusion, the planet would vibrate at such a high level that everyone and everything would be one again, just as it does at the other end of the continuum. Those of you reading this want to experience more of the dance of enlivenment. It is why you find yourselves reading this. You are hoping to be on Earth to experience heightened levels of vibration so that you can experience the creative possibilities of living in joy. It is a choice. When you make your choices about what you say and do and think according to this intention and stay out of fear as much as you are consciously able to, and you will vibrate higher and create more of this sort of environment. Like energy attracts like energy. Your choices will govern the outcomes you experience in your daily life. Choose to stay in fear and you will choose to live in the lower vibrations. You already have a taste of this. Free will. Some of you have already chosen to vibrate at a higher level. You are still choosing it. Those who choose the lower vibrations will sustain a world that is, as you already know it, in its lower vibrational aspects, and it will continue to become more so. You make this choice using your free will, and all choice is viable. Choice is part of the experience of duality. When there's no separation, there is nothing to choose. Building momentum that shifts the energy balance. Thus, we come to the beginning of 2011. Earth's balance is shifting from a lower vibration to a higher one. Collectively, you will have to find a way to negotiate this path. At first, it will be somewhat inconsistent with some ups and downs, as the majority of you are still learning to manage your own energy vibration and therefore collectively that of the planet. Overall, the momentum is moving higher. Continuing to raise the vibration will mean that the historical instruments which have been used to induce individual and mass fear will have to be dismantled and replaced. Societal systems, social, ecological, monetary, spiritual, etc., will be redesigned, but first you will have to envision another way of being, initially individually, and then as you gather momentum, collectively. If you can imagine it, you can design it and manifest it. You will use vibrational comparison and matching in order to determine whom to support. You will ask yourself whether the dreams, designs, proposals presented to you match the energy that makes you feel alive and well. Sometimes you will support an initiative that turns out to lead to a place that feels lousy, in which case you might have to choose anew. Allow yourself to re-choose because it is how you will learn. You will share your experiences and encourage one another as you build a world that better meets your higher vibrational needs. In this coming decade, you have the opportunity to manifest what you imagine. When there are enough of you, you will move into a certain amount of chaos, but beneath the confusion will be the underpinnings of another system. This system will be more flexible and more responsive to shifts in consciousness because higher vibrations are like a car moving at higher speeds, more sensitive and therefore quicker to respond to corrections. You will be busy learning, healing, creating, and teaching. Each of you will take a role according to your passion and talent, creating joyful collaborations, which will result in lifting the vibrations even higher. It's your choice. We are delighted that you are experimenting. Peace.